Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My grandpa on my dad's side had like four wives.
What?
Wait, like at the same time?
I think so.
Like sister wives?
Kind of.
Wait, no, yes. Stop.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Candace,
Liz,
and Adrian.
And today we are recapping Laguna Beach, Season 2, Episode 4, More Than Friends. But before we get into today's recap, we're talking boy bands.
So I was born in 93, so I was a little too young to experience the fandomonium that was Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and all that. But as I mentioned before, my sister is 7 years older than me, so I definitely heard all of the boy band music when I was growing up. I mean, my mom used to laugh and say that like I would not sing nursery rhymes. I would just sing like Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, and NSYNC when I was growing up. But I remember enjoying O-Town, Westlife, some of those boy bands. But I would say in my era, when I was a teen, I loved the Jonas Brothers and obviously One Direction. Before you come at me that they're supposed to be for the Gen Zers, you know, the younger generation, whatever, Camp Rock literally came out when I was 15. So I feel like I was definitely the target demo here.
You were definitely on the cusp. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm on the cusp, but a lot of people are like, oh, they're meant for people much younger. And I'm like, no. I was the same age as these people. And I was, you know, so Team Nick when I was younger, because I loved him. He had his whole story about like having diabetes. He had just had a beautiful story. He wrote Love Bug, I'm pretty sure, and that made everybody fall in love with him. But now that I'm older and after they made their comeback, I am such a Joe fan. I watched their comeback documentary and I was so grossed out by how Nick was such an egomaniac, and I'm so totally turned off by that. And young me would never recognize me now, but I love Joe so much.
I'm laughing because I was definitely a little too old for the Jonas Brothers, but I did have a Jonas Brother phase. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's definitely like in high school.
Who was your favorite?
Joe. I thought he was the cutest. He was closest to my age, I think. So like,
yeah,
I was just kind of like, you know, like Nick was okay, but like wasn't like it for me.
But as much as I love the Jonas Brothers, I never watched their TV show Jonas, just because like that looks so bad. And that was definitely like that came out after Camp Rock. So I had aged out at that point. But like that show did not look good at all. And before we move on, I got to talk about One Direction because I love them so much. And I was definitely maybe like a little too old for them at this point. I was in university, like at the very end of my high school in university. But I am the freaking same age as everyone in One Direction. Yeah, so I'm going to say that like I'm the perfect target demo. And me and my best friend went to their concert and it was like so funny because everyone around us was like their mom and their child. And we're just like, we were too old to be here, but we love them so much. And Niall was my favorite, baby Niall. I loved him so much. Even today, he's like so unproblematic and he's just like the nicest member from One Direction, I feel like. So gotta give him a shout out. I freaking love One Direction.
That's so funny. One Direction I wasn't a super fan of, but there, you know, I heard their songs, and there's one that I actually really like, and I think it doesn't sound like a boy band to me. It's that When the Night Changes song.
Night Changes.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a boy band song to me. It sounds like legit.
Yeah.
So I really like that song, but like then they come out with like What Makes You Beautiful, and I'm like, yeah, this is kids bop.
I love that song.
Well, that was their very first.
Yeah,
that was their very first.
Yeah,
no, like even the band members hated like singing their own songs because of how bubblegum like pop music it was. Yeah. But like I love that kind of music, so
me too.
That was my jam.
Well, for me, it's just the Backstreet Boys, pretty much. They're my top boy band, and they always will be. So I know I mentioned before that they were my first concert when I was 12. We saw the Millennium Tour. And then I saw them again when I was 13. We went to the Black and Blue Tour, which Destiny's Child actually was the opening act for that concert.
I'm so jealous. Wow.
Was crazy. Oh, it was when the song Survivor was really big. So
yes,
it's so weird thinking
that's
about
like
that
soul
now.
Song.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. Oh my God.
But yeah, I have followed them for forever. And we actually got to see them perform at Disneyland in 2012 for how every single year Disneyland does like the Christmas parade that is supposed to be live on Christmas, but it's actually not. It's all pre-recorded. And so I found out when they were going to be filming there. And so we got to go see them there. That was awesome. And then when they got their Vegas residency, we went for my 30th birthday. We saw them there. And then we went back the following year. And me, Kyle, and then my best friend Melissa and my cousin Lexi and then two of our friends from San Diego, we all split the cost of a VIP table. And so we got like the full experience. And we went on Halloween and we dressed up as their costumes from the Backstreet's Back video or from everybody. And it was amazing. Like, I highly recommend, like, if you have a group of friends to go with to something like that, like, it's pretty affordable when, you know, if you bought a VIP table just for like two people, like, that's crazy expensive, but for six people, right, it was not bad at all. So yeah, I love them. I always will. And we saw them at the DNA tour this past year, but I actually got to take my mom with us to that one. And that was so crazy for me. It was like a weird full circle moment because obviously she took me when I was a teenager. And me and my mom, we did the math and we realized that I was almost the same age that she was the first time she took me to the concert, like the first one we saw. And I was like, that is That's so awesome. Weird to think about. Like,
and weird, but really cool.
So awesome. Yeah. So yeah, they'll always be my number one boy band.
Wait, but I gotta say, Liz, have you heard of this Backstreet's Back at the Beach Cancun 2024 thing happening?
I have.
Would you go?
I would totally go. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I wanted to see them so bad since they started touring again, but no one will ever go with me.
Oh my gosh. They put on such an
you
amazing
get
show.
Trapped in the freaking resort with them for like 4 days.
Like, this Liz, is, let's like, go. Crazy. Let's plan it. Let's go.
Did you have a favorite, Liz?
Brian. Brian was always my favorite. Yeah. Aww. So Brian, his nickname was B-Rock because he plays basketball. And so my very first email address was brockgirl@yahoo.com.
Oh my God.
When I was like 12. I know. It's great. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. So they're my band.
Liz, you're a little bit older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was like, I was on the end of the NSYNC Backstreet Boys like craze.
Yeah.
But I was an NSYNC girl.
Oh, no.
I know. I did like the Backstreet Boys. I knew their songs and I liked Nick Carter and I liked his little brother Aaron too.
Oh, yeah.
I love Aaron.
But NSYNC was my band. I think it was because, so Britney Spears was like my everything when I was younger. I wanted to be her. Like, she was epic for me. I had one of those like Britney Spears watches that danced and sang, and it actually used to go off in class and my teacher took it from me because it was distracting. It would like go off every hour and Britney would be like dancing on your watch face. It was my favorite That's thing awesome. I got it for Christmas. It was pink. Yeah. So I think because NSYNC was so intertwined with Britney Spears at the time that I was like, that's just my band. I loved Justin. I loved Lance. Of course, now he's definitely very gay, which is fine. But I very much liked him back in the day. And then I always say my first concert was Avril Lavigne, but my best friend Kelsey always reminds me that, in fact, it was not Avril Lavigne.
Mm.
It was Dream Street.
Oh.
Do you guys remember them at all?
I
do. It was Jesse McCartney's band.
Yep.
Oh.
And they had like one song and it was like, Baby Down on Dream Street.
Yeah.
Like, that was literally the song, and the band was called Dream Street. Anyway, they were playing at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. They were playing on the beach, and me and my best friend happened to be there that day with my family, and we got to see Dream Street, and we were, like, super excited because we'd never been to a concert before.
That's
so
awesome.
We were like, oh, my gosh. So definitely had like a Jesse McCartney Dream Street obsession after that for a little bit just because we saw them live.
Yeah.
But other than that, NSYNC was definitely my boy band. And then I definitely had my Jonas Brothers era when I was in high school. Definitely way too old for it, but it happened. But yeah, O-Town and LFO.
Oh, LFO.
Remember LFO?
Yes.
Adrian's like, I'm too young for this.
you would know the song. You would know like their main hit song.
LFO did
Summer
like
Girls.
Girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Chinese food makes
me up. I don't know.
Well, LFO is funny because I actually tweeted about them like 2 years ago because I was listening to Summer Girls and I was like, oh my God, does anybody remember LFO?
Mm-hmm.
And they also had that song Girl on TV. And I was like obsessed with that song.
Yep.
And they actually, I didn't even know they still had a Twitter, but I must have hashtagged it because they replied to it.
Oh my gosh.
And they were like, we're actually touring like this week or whatever. And I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, I didn't know you guys still existed, but that's awesome.
That is so funny.
There will always be a boy band for each generation, and it'll just be funny to see like who the next one is.
Yeah.
There isn't one right now.
It's kind of like BTS, mm-hmm. I guess, a little bit of that fandomonium. Yeah. But like, I don't know who the next one will be.
So now let's get into the episode. All right. So we start the episode with a previously on, and Kristen says, it was obvious Jason was trying to get closer to Alex, but Alex was pretty much innocent in the whole thing. But that was about to change, and Jessica was finally starting to wise up. As for Talon, he had finally moved in on his longtime crush Taylor, but Kristen thinks he's getting tired of her good girl act. She then asks the question, are they going to hook up? I love these teasers, but I really feel like they almost give away the episode.
You know everything that's going to happen.
There's no shock value. And I feel like Lauren's previously ons were a little bit better with this. Like, it mostly discussed literally what happened in the previous episode.
Because she was more boring.
Yeah, she was definitely more boring. Kristen just has a little bit more, like, sass. Yeah, I mean, she's...
Yeah.
I will say, I was pleasantly surprised by Talon and Kristen in this episode, but we'll get to it. She's so funny about Talon. Like, even previously on, she's funny. So the first scene is Kristen and Alex hanging out, and Kristen's phone rings, and she looks at it excitedly and says, it's Talon. Talon says it was good to see her today and then asks her to go to dinner the next night. He says they have a lot to talk about. Alex tells Kristen she thinks Talon likes her, but Kristen blows it off with a whatever and a laugh. Yeah.
She knows that Talon likes her. I mean, like,
she knows.
Yeah.
In high school, I feel like I love the idea of being this girl, like Kristen, where it's like you don't care so much that like you could get any guy you want. And even if they didn't like you, it wouldn't hurt your feelings because you were already on to the next one.
But none of us were the Kristen. We wanted to be.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, okay. And the annoying thing is that, like, I feel boys are really into it because as soon as you do start showing interest in someone you liked, I feel like they would be like, oh, I'm good. And then they move on to the next person. And I'm like, no! I'm like, well, why did I even bother? Yep.
I've said this before. I was always the girl that, like, didn't have any interest. And then the guy would be like, oh, wait, I think I like you. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, like, I can do this. I've never thought about this before, but this is interesting. Like, let's try this. And then they would be over it. And I'm like, but you said that you liked me.
You started this.
Like, it's so irritating. It's like, I didn't even like you until you said something. And now I, like, thought about it. And now it's whatever. So I was definitely not the Kristen.
It's all a freaking game.
It's all a game.
It's all a game.
Kristen just doesn't take Talon seriously. And I don't think she ever will. Like, I know this is past. But, like, I don't think she ever would or will. I think it's just, like, a game for her. It's fun. She likes the way Talon makes her feel.
Yes, exactly.
And because he really likes her and he is very good at like making a girl feel liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think Talon is really into her.
I think like he tries to play, but I feel like deep down he really likes her.
He can with other people. I don't think he can with Kristen.
Like Taylor.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they talk a lot about how Talon like was hooking up with everybody. So, you know, I think he was a player, but not with Kristen. I think if Kristen had been like, let's be serious, he would have been like, okay. you know? Like,
yeah,
so. Definitely.
I think so, too.
So after the theme song, we open with Morgan, Taylor, and Alex setting up a prank. Cedric and Talon and Jason are surfing, and Morgan, Taylor, and Alex are loaded up with saran wrap to wrap Jason's car. And they use silly string and saran wrap to make the car impossible to get into. And they write stuff on it in silly string. And the boys come up from surfing and they're shocked that the girls have paid them back for their blood on the windows prank. And then the girls leave the boys to clean it all up and they take off running. And Alex is like, "We are funny," which I...
We are funny.
I was like, what is she doing?
She was so into that. Yeah. Prank. Like, she is so into Jason.
And it
Jason
wasn't, like, that funny.
No, it wasn't.
No.
But they really thought it was.
I thought it was a pretty good prank, though. Like, harmless.
To get them back for what they did, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Alex and Jason, though, are just so blatant and, like, about, like, being into each other. Mm-hmm. And it makes me sick to my stomach because I just think about, like, Jessica and how much she's trying to, like, make it work, and it's not working because somebody sucks in this situation, you know? And I just feel bad. And, like, again, I know the timelines get, like, weird and stuff, so we don't really know when this stuff is happening, but it just, it feels gross. Like, it feels icky. But, I mean, it was cute. It was cute. And I laughed really hard because during the scene when they're saran wrapping the car, there's, like, a little old lady sticking her head out of the window watching them.
Yeah. And staring at them.
And I'm like, she's, like, 100% about to call the cops. Like, she's very concerned. That was my one thing of note in that scene.
You know, the thing I mentioned before about Alex's hair, like, changing throughout the season.
I was noticing that now that you said that, yeah.
This one, she has the dark and long hair. Later in the episode, it switches back to her, like, lighter brown hair. So let's just, like, note that, because I wonder how that fits into this timeline.
The timeline is wonky all the time.
Yeah.
Very.
With hair, it's so obvious that things are changing and are at a different time. And on Teen Mom, they covered it up with wigs. And they don't
really?
I don't think they had, like, advanced this
Wait,
much.
Who wore wigs?
Everybody's worn wigs.
Stop
it.
I've never
You'll notice it
that.
Now when you watch an episode. You'll be like, oh my god, that's a wig. It's so obvious once you know about it.
Oh my gosh.
There's so many pictures of Leah and Chelsea specifically wearing wigs because they specifically change their hair so much.
A lot, yeah.
Oh, okay. I gotta watch.
If you go on the Teen Mom subreddit, people are always talking about it. But I don't think that they were as advanced in reality TV yet. To make them wear wigs. They just spice it together, you know?
Yeah.
So that's interesting to note. The next scene we get is Jessica, Kirsten, and Alex. And Jessica is talking, of course, about Jason. And she says that she sat in Jason's car and went through his whole entire call log, every text message, every call. And Kirsten says that that used to piss her off when she was with Steven, and Steven would go through her call log. Well, Kristen, why was Steven so insecure?
What? You're going to blame her?
Well, I mean, you don't feel the need to go through somebody's call log unless they're giving you a reason.
Yeah.
I guess, but I also wouldn't.
Right? And she was always talking to Sam. And I would be concerned if I was Steven and I was dating Kristen, I would be concerned about her call log. So I get it.
I guess so.
But I think Kristen is always like, oh no, that used to piss me off so bad. But then she's also like, but also I was cheating on Steven. So it's like, you know?
Yeah.
And she was proud of it, damn it.
Yeah, she was. Jessica says that she's not as bad as Steven was yet. And then they all laugh.
Yet.
That yet is really important. So then Jessica is talking about her friend Kelly, and Kelly came up to her at school and told her that she was so mad at her. And when she asked her why, she said, because you were always the girl who said if a guy cheated on you, that you would be done. That was it. Over. And she says that she told Kelly she is still like that. And Kelly asked her, then what about Jason? Jessica told her, there's no proof he cheated on me. And she says if she went off of what everyone says, they'd be broken up right now. And Kristen rolls her eyes.
I feel like, isn't, like, multiple people telling you this exact same thing proof? Like, I would say so.
Everyone is telling you
right.
that.
Everyone has the same story.
But then I think she sits and she goes through Jason's call log and there's nothing there. You know what I mean?
And not thinking he's deleting stuff,
Or he's gaslighting her, telling her, you're nuts. I'm not doing anything. You're listening to all these crazy people. You're nuts. Like, stop listening to people. I obviously am with you. I love you. So, like, I kind of get it. And, like, she doesn't have solid proof. Like,
she hasn't seen it happen.
Right. Yeah. And so it's hard when you really like someone and you don't want to believe that they're hurting you. And yeah. Like, she's probably just like, well, I don't want to break up with him if I don't have to. Like, right. You know, like,
yeah. I get it, but it's so frustrating to watch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Shaker.
I think it's frustrating how much she likes Jason in general. Like, it's just like, he's like everything to her. And, you know, it's high school. I get it. But Kelly is pissed off.
And like, puts him first in front of like, yes, everything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and I mean, Jessica's just really naive,
mm-hmm.
and it's really sad, yeah. And I do just want to shake her, but...
We do see it later in the episode, how he, like, comes around and, like, sweet-talks her again, though, so, like, I see that with the gaslighting.
Don't even get me started. So, then we shoot over to Morgan, Taylor, and Alex, and the girls are just hanging out, eating snacks, and talking about their prank, and then Alex M., out of nowhere, just says, Jason is so cute. And
it's like the only thing she can talk about right now.
I'm like, okay, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Like, first of all, like, ew. It just grosses me out. It grosses me out how blatant she is. I don't like it. Taylor and Morgan are both like, yeah, and he's her type and a bad boy. It's so frustrating. Why do we like him? He's a POS.
Like, but a hot
POS. Yeah. Taylor says that Casey is really good friends with both Jason and Cedric, and that Alex should arrange a dinner. Because that's not weird, to arrange a dinner with a guy who has a girlfriend.
A double date, basically. Yeah.
And then Taylor asks if Jason and Jessica are together. And Alex says, does it matter? He's so hot. Yes, Alex, it does matter. It matters. And, like, I get it. Sometimes when you're just, like, with your friends, like, you're just, you don't give a shit. Like, he's hot.
Right.
And you say stuff like that. I get it. I've said stuff like that before. But I would never act on it.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's, I don't know. It's gross. Actively flirting is gross to me.
Yeah.
I would have never done that, even to somebody that I hated. I've been cheated on. It's not pleasant.
You know, I always think about, though, you talking about how you sat on guys' laps in high school.
I did do that. But they were just my friends. Like, I swear to God, it was not flirty. Like,
it wasn't flirtatious. It was just friendly.
Okay, it wasn't flirtatious to me. They were all guys that I didn't want to be with. God. Okay, I feel like I'm contradicting myself, but I'm really not.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, pointing that out.
God damn it. You stop that.
I do want to say, though, so, like, Alex wanting to talk to Casey to tell, like, Cedric and Jason about how she likes him, basically, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe that she would do that because that is so bold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would pretend not to like who I liked in high school. So to, like, be so forward and do that, I was like, damn, she is something else.
Yeah. There's something about her confidence, like, mm-hmm. to be said, you know? Yeah. To be going after a guy that has a girlfriend and you know he has a girlfriend, and then to be doing it, like, blatantly in front of, like, your friends and his friends.
Yeah.
Like, that takes some balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some cojones. I will I will give Alex M that for sure. Couldn't be me. Except for the sitting on guys' laps, because I did do that.
That's the exception.
Our friends are really cuddly, okay?
No comment. But it was just such a thing to be, like, touching the opposite mm-hmm. sex in high school. Like, the amount of times I heard in the hallway someone go, like, can I have a hug?
Yeah.
Can I have a hug?
My hug?
I'm like, yeah, where's my hug? And then now you grow up in today and you're like, I mean, who says
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like, so weird so out if someone weird. Said that to me, like, at work or something.
Yes. And at one point, I remember, like, it was, like, really cool to have a guy friend that you acted relationship-y with, but you guys were not in a relationship, and you were just best friends. Like, that was, like, really cool to have, like, oh, my God, he's my best guy friend, but I don't like him like that, you know? Like,
totally.
Oh, my God, no, we talk on the phone every night. He tells me everything, but, like, it's not like gosh. That, you know?
I feel like everyone who had that guy friend secretly had that dream in mind of, like, maybe one day, like, he will be the one. Like, the movie thing of, like, we were best friends forever, and now we're in love, you know?
Yeah.
Or you didn't like him, but he was, like, totally
yes.
in love with
Yeah. Yep. It was one or the other, but we like to like pretend like it was just all cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he'd do anything for me. You're just like one of the girls, you know? Like Oh, man. I didn't have one of those, but I remember thinking it would be so cool to have a best guy friend or whatever. I had a best gay friend, but...
I had a best guy friend that was like that, and, like, he didn't come out in high school, but, I mean, like, I think we all kind of knew, and then after in university and stuff, like, he did come out, and I'm like, yeah, I knew. That's why we were so close.
Makes sense.
Yeah, one of my best friends that we were literally neighbors growing up, so, like, I've known him since I was legitimately 2 years old. We actually dated in eighth grade before he came out.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like the only girl he's ever dated, so like it's pretty cool.
It's a big deal.
pretty special. He broke up with me on Halloween. It was really sad.
Oh.
I know, right? Shout out to Christopher if he listens to this. He probably doesn't. He doesn't care at all about Laguna Beach.
I have a funny story about a sort of thing like that. My best guy friend was my cousin, Travis, growing up. He's the one who we had the poker parties at his house. And we were always just attached at the hip. Like, we were best friends. But, like, we were weird. Like, people would think, like, oh, you guys spend too much time together because, like, we were cousins and stuff. Like, but we just loved hanging out together. And there was one time that we, like, went to – in Michigan, there's grocery stores. They're called Meijer's. And we went into a Meijer's. And they had, like, a photographer set up. And they were, like, taking photos to, like, promote – I don't know, like how JCPenney does photos or something. Mm-hmm. And the person approached us and they were like, oh, do you guys want to take some couples photos? Like, they're only like $10 or something. And we were like, oh, we're cousins. And then the person was like so embarrassed. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, blah, 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 you know. But I'm like, I guess when we're walking and talking together, like we probably looked like we're having a fun time. But yeah, we like really embarrassed that guy. So.
And you've never had feelings for this cousin. I know you're not supposed to crush on your cousin, but sometimes you do.
I get it, yeah. But no. He always would tell me about his girl problems, and you know, he was a player. So, yeah.
Are you guys like particularly close with your cousins?
I am,
because I have a million of them, and mm-hmm. we used to all hang out when we were like younger. But I like don't really like. I don't even know all of my cousins. There's so many.
Yeah, same.
Because, so my dad's side of the family had 7 brothers and sisters, and my mom's side had 7 brothers and sisters as well. So, mm-hmm. like, I have cousins and cousins and cousins on cousins. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not particularly close with them, and we didn't really mm-hmm. hang out into my high school years.
That's really funny. My mom and dad also both have 7 siblings on both sides. So
it's the same. I've never met anybody that had that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yep, both sides. And it's funny because my mom's side had more women and my dad's side had more men. Like, it's just so weird. Like, it like evened itself out. So I have 1,000 cousins too. Yeah. Some that I don't even know their names. Yeah.
Dude, this is like a whole thing. My grandpa on my dad's side had like 4 wives.
What?
So.
Wait, like at the same time?
I think so.
Like sister wives?
Kind of.
Wait, no, yes. Stop.
And actually 2 of them were sisters.
Stop. I won an episode on this.
I am
this.
Not kidding.
Stop. Yeah. That is insane. We're doing sister wives next, and then you're talking about this. I don't give a crap. This is happening.
I only found out about this actually a few years ago, so it wasn't like they were like, you know, showcasing this in the family, but it was just like we knew growing up that there were many wives and many children of those wives, and we knew which wife we belonged to as the grandkids. But like as I grew up, I was like, damn, I like the stories in here and the fact that they were sisters.
Wow.
It was crazy. My grandma was one of the sisters, I found out.
Adrian, right now, you have made my life. You don't understand how invested I am into sister wives.
Right now?
Yes. I just watched the tell-all like 20 minutes ago.
Oh my god.
Like, this makes me so
happy.
This
season is pretty good. Yeah, there's definitely like lots of stories to tell, but in the future, one day. I feel bad for exposing my grandparents' secrets, but it is like when you think about it, I'm like, I had 4 grandmas, kind of, technically.
Oh my it's God. Wild. That's insane.
And that's why when you say, like, so many brothers and sisters, from my dad's, like, mom, he has seven siblings. Mm-hmm. But from the first one, I think there's, like, four or five there. From the third one, another, like, three or four. Wow. And then the fourth wife, it's like, don't talk to that lady. We don't even know who she is. Like, she's the bad one that took him away.
Oh, my gosh.
Adrian wins this story time.
Yeah. We need to have a recap.
Liz and I are just tapping out because this is – I'm going to convince you to talk about this on an episode.
A little bit will trickle out each time, but not
it's
all
so
at once.
Exciting. Oh my God. Back to the episode. After we learned all of Adrian's deep, dark family secrets. So the next scene we get is Jessica and Alex, and they're driving around, and Alex asks Jessica, who's all going to... It sounds like Ben Brown's tonight. And
yeah, Ben Brown's.
Okay, all right. And I don't know if that's a restaurant or whatever because it's not the restaurant they end up at. Anyways, she asks who's going and Jessica says, please go. And Alex says, it doesn't sound that fun. And Jessica gives a list of who's supposedly going and she says it's Jason, Cedric, her, maybe Tyler, Kendra, Cammie, Morgan, and Casey. Which we get a little sneak peek preview of Kendra and Cammie, which I thought was cool. And Tyler, which I think is Kendra's ex that we see in season 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And Alex sarcastically says, wow, sounds fun.
I'm with Alex.
I don't want to go to that either. Yeah. Jessica says she's only going because Jason is going and she normally wouldn't hang out with them. She says it's really frustrating because Jason is awkward around other people. She says he won't touch her or even give her a hug because he's a player and he doesn't want to look taken.
Exactly.
I wonder why. Yeah.
It's called gaslighting at its freaking finest. And he makes her feel like shit, all while still coming off like the cool guy. And it's terrible. And I hate that she is like, it's frustrating because Jason is so awkward around other people. She's categorizing it as like him just being awkward and shy. But that's not what it is. That's not what's happening. And I feel bad for her because she either doesn't want to see it or just doesn't see it. And
doesn't want to see it. There's no way she does.
It just makes me sad for her because, like, no one deserves that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's just dumb.
They're also wearing sweats, by the way, if you guys notice. And this seemed like the same sweats that they were wearing when they went to get massages a few episodes ago. So I'm like, what was, like, again, the timing of when all of this happened?
Oh, yeah.
So when we get to the dinner, it starts off friendly and everyone is joking about what they're going to eat. And Jason shows up and Jessica offers him a seat next to her. He seems weird about it and like he doesn't want to sit there. And when he sits down, Jessica asks him, what's wrong, hun? Jason tells her nothing and Cedric even asks, you okay, dude? And Jessica rolls her eyes, looks incredibly pissed off, and then directs her attention towards Cedric and the menu.
She does slam her elbow on the table, too.
Yeah. She's not pleased. And I would have reacted the exact same way because he's just being a douchebag for no reason.
Yeah.
It also, like, really annoyed me that Casey is watching them, like, with these wide, like, doe eyes, like, oh, my God, what's going on? And Casey does it a lot. And I think it, like, inserts herself into drama that she's not a part of, and it drives me nuts.
Okay, I wanted to be annoyed in that scene, but I'm like, could that just have been MTV's editing?
It could have. That's totally possible. You're right. I should cut her some slack here, because it was just a look, and I don't know what she was looking at.
Yeah.
It seemed like she was inserting herself into drama that she wasn't a part of. But it's also really awkward, because they're all very close together while this is happening. Jessica asks Jason why he's so angry, and he says that he's not. She insists that he is, and then Casey says from across the table, why is this so awkward? Can we make this fun?
Yeah, you're right. She was inserting herself.
But again, like, they were all so close together, which made this scene so awkward, because they are literally having a couple fight at a very small table. Like, it's very awkward. I completely get why she said that, because it was like, can we not have, like, this, like, lover spat right here? Like, we're just trying to, like, have a good time. Sometimes it's unavoidable. Sometimes you gotta get it out. I get it. And I'm totally the person that's like, I'm not the Kristen, like, we're going to talk about it later. I'm like, we're going to talk about it now, and we're going to fight it out. And I,
in front of everybody.
I don't give a shit. We're going to fight this out, and it's going to be over, because I'm not going to deal with this later when I get home. So I get it. Sometimes it's super unavoidable, but yeah, I hate this so much for everyone involved. Like, it's very awkward. So Jessica asks Jason to come outside with her, and they disappear out onto the patio of the restaurant. And Jessica asks him why he's acting like this. And Jason tells her that she knows exactly what it's over. Jessica says she doesn't know. And if she did, she wouldn't be asking him right now. And then she says, because I sat next to Cedric and talked to him. And Jason says no. And then Jessica asks, then what is it over? And Jason tells her that it's the way she's acting. Did you want to stab your eyeballs out? Because I did. Yeah.
Absolutely. This entire scene.
I felt like I was like a teenager again. And I was having this conversation. It's just very reminiscent of how teenagers talk to each other.
Yeah.
And it's awful. And I feel like Jessica was actually being relatively mature. She just genuinely wanted to know why he was acting like a douchebag for no reason. And he decided to gaslight her and blame it on her.
Mm-hmm.
She asks him, how am I acting? And Jason says, you tell me. Jessica sarcastically laughs and says, if I knew how I was acting, I wouldn't be asking you right now. How am I acting? And Jason just responds, you're acting fine.
I can't believe you just said that you think Jessica was mature.
I do.
I do not think so at all.
I think she's more immature than Jason.
Definitely. But like the fact that she's even like entertaining this banter and like this conversation, it's like she's already lost the battle.
Right. Right. But I think she's still fighting for some sort of explanation of why he does this.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were you and your boyfriend was acting like this at dinner, wouldn't you want to know why? Wouldn't you pull him aside and act why he's acting like a douchebag? Like, I think that that's mature instead of just ignoring him all night.
It is hard for me to feel, to respond.
I wish I'm so such bad a person that that's just like,
I am
face.
Not going to address the situation. I'm processing. I'm thinking about it. I would not. I would just be like, God damn it. You're an idiot. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And talk about it like later. Yeah. Like, I don't think like it served her well at all to like fight about it in the moment.
Correct. I think I am sympathizing because I am the person that would do this. I probably would. I like, tell me why you're being an asshole. Like, that's just me. Like, I have to get it out in the moment. So
I'm going to wait and then we go home and talk about it.
No, I don't do that. No, because I'm not going to deal with it later. Just tell me what the issue is now because I don't want to have this like pit in my stomach all night that we're going to fight when we go home.
Right.
But you never get anywhere in the moment is the problem.
Sometimes.
Unless you're with someone who's very communicative and available.
I just like to fight it out. Like, that's, like, it feels good to me. Like, I just want to fight it out. If we're going to fight it out, let's do it now. Let's do it here. Put the dukes up. Let's go. Like, so I sympathize with her. Like, she could be, like, you're a fucking asshole. Like, why? Blah, blah, blah. But she's just like, tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's going on. Why are you acting like that? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's more mature than what I probably would have been in high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just genuinely trying. She really likes him. She wants to make it work.
Yeah.
She was excited that they were hanging out. She wanted him to show up and be normal, and he showed up and wasn't normal.
I mean, I feel like the way he's talking is also him being so drunk and so like high off something. It's like his speech was so strange.
Now watching it, I see how like fucked up Jason was half the time, and like I never realized watching it as a child.
Same. No, me neither.
But he's like genuinely like he was really going through some stuff, and you can tell, and I feel bad because Jessica probably didn't know the extent.
Yeah.
And that's also hard when you're having fights with an addict, which we see a lot of on The Hills,
and you don't know how to handle that.
Yeah,
it's irrational and they don't make any sense and they don't know why they're picking a fight with you, but like they are, and you just have to deal with it, and it's terrible. So I mean, kudos to Jessica. I think she handled herself as well as she could have in the moment. I don't know. She probably had a lot of emotions happening for her. I know you don't agree with me, Adrian, but I think it was mature. So the group inside is like, poor Jason. And Alex is heard saying, poor Jason, poor Jessica, which I agree.
Good for her.
She totally stood up for Jessica in that moment. And I was really proud of her because you don't get a lot of that from Kirsten and Alex. So I was very proud of that moment.
Yeah.
And then back to the fight, Jessica says to Jason, what do you mean you don't know? And Jason says, it doesn't come off like that. Jessica says that I want to be with you. How does it not come off like that when you are the one that doesn't call me and you are the one who doesn't do anything? And Jason says, all right, then we'll solve it. Oh, thank you, Jason. Thank you.
Yeah.
So the group inside is annoyed that Jason and Jessica are still outside. So Casey goes to get them. But now Jason and Jessica are just making out.
It is so fucked up what is happening here.
What happened?
I think he just stopped fighting with her and just decided he was going to kiss her because that was going to make her shut up.
And he was so wasted. Like, that's the only explanation for what's happening right now.
Oh, yeah. And Casey is like, oh, okay, and kind of walks away.
Yeah, her face was so funny when she turned from the window. Yeah.
But we just hear smacking noises.
It was gross. Yeah.
And we get to watch two teenagers just making out for like a good minute there. And I was uncomfortable because it was very aggressive.
It was.
I was like, are they gonna like do it right here? Like on the patio? Like, it's so strange. And watching it as a teenager also, I didn't think it was awkward, but now I'm like, ew. And Jessica's like, I love you. And Jason's like, love you too, baby.
Yeah, you too, baby.
Yeah. Love you too, baby. Like, he's so drunk. And I'm like, oh, it just skeeves me out.
It's so gross.
It skeeves me out. Like, yes, it's really gross. Yes. It's skeevy and weird.
Yeah.
He's the biggest gaslighter and manipulator on planet Earth. This whole conversation just, like, my head was spinning. I was, like, hot. I, like, wanted to protect Jessica.
Totally.
He's such a bad guy.
I feel even worse that Jessica felt some sort of resolution at the end of this conversation because she was like, oh, we fought and now we're like fine again. But like, it's because Jason was fucked up.
Nothing was solved.
And like, no, he just gaslighted you the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then made out with you because he knew that that would make you stop. Like, and I just feel like he's over this relationship and he wants to break up, but he doesn't want to seem like the bad guy. So he's pushing Jessica to do it. And Jessica is so in love and wants to hang on so bad that she can't see it. So she just hangs on tighter.
Yeah. She will never do it. Yeah.
And he keeps picking these fights and doing things he knows will make her mad. He doesn't call her. He goes to girls' houses. Like, he's doing these things so that she will get fed up and be the bad person and say, fine, I'm done. But she's hanging on extra tight. And I just feel bad for her because she was fighting. She was fighting for this relationship.
For sure.
So then we get a treat here with Kristen and Talon on a dinner date.
Do we think that this is actually happening at the same time? Because both of them weren't at this dinner with the group.
Yeah, but they weren't invited initially.
Talon, though, I feel like he would be part of this.
Taylor wasn't there, was she?
No, I don't think so.
You're right.
Yeah.
I wonder. That's just what I wonder. Not important, but okay, let's keep going.
So Kristen walks into the dinner date, and she looks really pretty in a white baby doll top, and she looks really happy and excited to see Talon. And I think it's really cute. I think Talon does give her, like, little butterflies in her stomach. There's just a look on her face. Like, it's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then Talon greets her with a kiss and tells her she looks really good. And Kristen says that he looks good as well. And Kristen says, so you need to talk to me about something, good or bad? And Talon says, good. And Kristen says, what's it about? And he says, us. And then he says, do you think I care about you? And Kristen says, oh, God, don't. which is just so funny. She's just like, oh my god, this again.
Yep.
And then she says, what's up with you and Taylor? And Talon looks really confused and he says, me and Taylor, what? And Kristen says, don't you guys have a little thing or something? And Talon says he doesn't even know and that he doesn't get Taylor. He says it's a tease that's not a tease. I don't know what that means.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's teasing you, but she's not, like...
But she's not actually into it.
Yeah, like, I'm very confused.
Yeah.
I think maybe it has something to do with, like, Taylor being, like, the good girl. Like, maybe, like, she would be teasing him if she was, like, trying to do that.
But remember, we were so confused as well as to, like, who was the one that was, like, into it, but then not wanting to date. Right. So I feel like it's, like, that whole relationship with the both of them.
Yeah.
So... Kristen says, you'll always have a little thing for her, and Talon tells her it's a waste of time. Which, if I was Taylor and I saw this, I'd be like, you little POS.
I know. My heart would be crushed.
And then he says, you know what sucks? I'm the nice guy who finishes last. When he says this, Kristen is looking at him like, aw, little puppy Talon. Like,
yes.
It cracks me up because, like, poor Talon. He's a nice guy that finishes.
I hate this whole dinner because I feel like Kristen's only here to, like, stroke her own ego.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like here because she like needs a little bit of attention from him, mm-hmm. or just like a guy. And so like this whole conversation is him really being like, I like you and I'm like genuinely interested. And she's like,
oh, I know, you're so cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah. It's like when someone tells you I love you and you say thank you. Like it's So then Talon says that he tries to play games and that he used to know how to play games, but he doesn't anymore. And Kristen admits that she plays games, but Talon says he knows her games because he's known her for 5 years.
Mm. Ooh,
yeah, I'm like, that's such a long time. So then Talon says, like, that night at my house. And Kristen says, what night? Oh, the first night we ever hooked up? I'm like, this is so awkward.
Yeah.
Such a, so awkward. And then Talon says it feels like it was 6 months ago, but Kristen says it was sophomore year, which was basically 6 months ago.
Pretty much, yeah.
The next scene is Talon hanging out with his friend JP, and they're talking about Kristen, and he says that he and Kristen have been hanging out a lot lately and that they hooked up. He said it was late at night and they were hanging out after having dinner and looking at the stars, and he started kissing her. And JP, my man, is like, no, 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 no. He's like really looking out for Talon here. He's like, no, no, no. Here's the deal. This is how I feel about Kristen. She is super cool, but you couldn't really get too into it. I agree.
I agree too. Yeah.
And Talon says with Kristen, she has confidence and knows she can get every guy. So as soon as she has Talon and knows it, she backs off. And JP says that's just what they do. Once the guy is hooked and starts getting amped on the chick, they move to the next guy. And then they like completely stop talking about Kristen. And JP's like, want to cruise? And Talon's like, let's cruise. And then they skateboard away. All these kids. Want to cruise? Let's cruise. I'm like, I missed it because Steven used to talk like that all the time. And he's not really the main focus this season. So I miss it, you know?
Aw, you miss Steven.
I do. I miss Steven. Aw. I know. I didn't know what I had until he was gone, you know?
We got to relish in these moments where you actually miss Steven. Yeah.
Well, I do because, I mean, Steven as the bad boy was so much more bearable than Jason.
It's, like, weird to even think that Steven was a bad boy because in comparison to Jason, Jason is, like, really bad. Steven was just, like, confused.
Right. Well, I never saw him like that, but I think MTV wanted to make him that. But Steven is, so clean cut.
Yeah.
Steven was not going out and like drinking a fifth of vodka in the middle of the night and hooking up with girls, but Jason definitely was.
Yeah.
And not blatantly like cheating on his partner or whatever. It was more like, I'm so confused and I like her
subtle,
too.
And and it was about emotions versus like with Jason, you just gross. Like you feel like it's not about anything. With Steven, like, well, I really like Elsie and like I really like Kristen.
Yeah.
And, Jason's just like, Jessica who?
Alex is so hot.
So hot. I can't handle it. So then we pop in on Kristen and Alex. Alex comes over to Kristen's house. And so Kristen is looking at pictures and she tells Alex that they're cracking her up. And Kristen is showing her a picture and she says that was back when she had a secret crush on Jason. And Alex says that was when Jason was a nice guy. Can't imagine that. Then she pulls out a picture of the first night she and Talon hooked up, and Alex says that they both look so different. Alex says Talon has made the biggest transition and then asks Kristen if her dinner with Talon was fun. And Kristen sighs and says, I don't know. It's a lose-lose situation with that boy. And then giggles. Just does not take him seriously at all. Alex says she feels bad for Talon and that Kristen messes with his mind. And Kristen says she doesn't, and Alex says, well, you don't mean to. But you have that kind of relationship where you can.
It's such an annoying scene to watch because Alex is like so trying to like give her opinion on what's happening, but she's also so scared of calling Kristen out. And then she just like goes back.
Yeah. Alex is a Kristen apologist.
Yeah, enables all of her shitty behavior.
Yep. It's hard to watch sometimes with Alex because Kristen will be like, oh, I'm terrible. And then Alex will be like, but you're not like that terrible. Like,
she, yeah, she pacifies her. It's so annoying. I mean, great if you have that kind of friend to make you feel better, but really annoying to watch.
So she says she doesn't mean to, but they have that kind of relationship where she can mess with his mind. And Kristen agrees and says, yeah. So Alex laughs and says, but he can't do it to you. And Kristen laughs and shakes her head. And Kristen says, I do. I fuck with his head, and that's not good for his little heart. Poor Talon.
I know.
And then Alex says, you flirting with him and kissing him and stuff really doesn't help him, because then he doesn't want to date other people, because then he thinks you like him. That's so sad.
She's right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know, but it's just sad.
Yeah.
Kristen says, I just do that. I fuck with boys' heads. And then she shows a picture of her and Steven. And Alex says, you do, but it's so much better to be that person. And Kristen says, I'd rather be like that than be like you.
Okay. I have caught this in the past where, and I've rewinded it. I'm like, there's no freaking way that she says this to Alex, because I'm like, that is her best friend. Yeah. And in the past, I've just been like, that's probably wrong. Like, this, it's probably bad editing. It's choppy, whatever. And this time I went back and I caught it again. And I'm like, I was going to come and ask you guys if that's what you heard too. Yes.
I do think that it's a joke.
Okay. That is so, so shitty mean. To say though. Yeah.
She does that a lot to Alex though.
Does she?
Yes. She kind of teases her about being like single, and like she does it in that Dave and Buster's episode too.
Oh yeah.
There's always this kind of vibe like that. And I think it's kind of like a running joke between the two of them. If Alex hadn't laughed, I would have been like, that was really rude. But because Alex thought it was really funny too, I think she was in on the joke.
But it has to like secretly bother her for
real. Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure. But I don't think Kristen was trying to be mean. I think that was like a running joke that they had. I don't think it's a good joke. I don't think it's funny.
But right. Yeah.
I feel like it's like mean-spirited only because like that Dave and Buster's thing felt fun to me. But after this whole thing where she's talking about how like, you know, I'm just messing with Talon's head, I'm making him think that I like him, but I don't actually, but like, you know, I'm so glad I'm not like you. The way that she says it, I'm just like, ooh, like that is bad. And I feel like I am Alex in this situation where like, if someone said that to me, I feel like I would be so taken aback in the moment that I wouldn't speak up and I would just like laugh it off or dismiss it because I don't know how to like handle it in that situation. So I feel like Alex is doing that, but it doesn't mean that she's like in on it or fine with it.
Like, you know how you have a relationship, like me and my best friend Kelsey, we're like mean to each other in jest because it's like funny, and then we'll be like cracking up at each other, like, but we don't actually mean
it. Alex is never mean to Kristen.
True.
That's right. Yeah
She doesn't even call her out in the scene, barely. She's like, well, you're like kind of mean, but not really. You're fine.
You're right. It's not double-sided in it.
It's so one-sided.
Yeah. I'm on your side on this one.
So the one-sided, like, you know, hail Kristen, we all love her, she's the queen of everything. The more and more I watch this, I'm like, oh my God, I hate it so much.
It's hero worship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I think I'm like not team Kristen anymore.
Oh no.
The more and more I watch this, I'm like, ew.
Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah.
We have cookies.
What happened?
Team Lauren is looking so good today.
It does, actually.
So many dinners in this episode. Because the next scene we get is another dinner, but this time it's with Casey and Alex and Jason and Cedric. And I guess I should start clarifying which Alex I'm talking about. But this is Alex M. Obviously, just by the people that she's around. So Casey tells Alex that Jason and her are going to be so cute while they're getting ready. And Casey tells her that in the middle of dinner, she's going to pull Cedric away and talk to Cedric about it. And Alex says, oh, good, talk to the friend. Casey tells her not to act needy. And Alex is like, I got this. They're in the car on the way to dinner. And Alex gets in and she's like, hi, Jason. Like all flirtily and gross. And he's like, hi, Alex. And of course, we are then privy to a scene of Jessica calling him and getting voicemail, which could have been at any point in time because Jason never answers the phone for her.
Right.
But we're to believe that it is this night.
You're right. He never answers.
Like, this could have been like any point in time. So who knows? So then they get to the dinner and they're getting settled, and Casey super awkwardly asks Cedric to come get her phone that she left in the car with her. Like, she wants Cedric to go get it with her.
That always cracks me up when she did this, because it sort of seems like she thinks, like, oh, this is a really good idea. Like, they're not going to know. Yeah. Like, they're going to believe me. And it's just so obvious.
And Jason and Alex just kind of look at each other like,
yeah.
Okay. And Alex is like, you can tell that she's like, thanks, Casey. Like, that was really, like, terrible.
Exactly. Yeah.
Way to make it obvious.
So Jason is obviously like, do you have something to ask me? Because it's super awkward. And Alex says, no, I don't have anything to ask you. And then almost immediately asks him about him and Jessica. So I'm like, but you did, though, a little bit. So, and Jason just says, it's good. And Alex is like, it is? It's good? Like, that's not what she wanted to hear. She wanted, like, some details on how terrible she is or something. So I will give Jason that, like, that he doesn't give her any details and he just says it's good. Like,
he doesn't talk shit about his relationship. Yeah.
No, and it's none of her business, even if, like, it was bad, you know?
Well, it kind of is, because she wants him to break up so that she can move it.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, I will give Jason.
Yeah, she shouldn't be asking. Jason doesn't get a lot,
but I will give him that.
It's
one small moment.
Yeah. So then the most awkward thing ever happens, and Alex asks if he was having a family party the other night. And Jason says that he was, and Alex tells him she was driving by, going to the park the other night to hang with some friends, and she saw cars at his house. And Jason's like, who are you going to the park with? And she's like, just some friends. What?
Busted.
Why would you admit that you were driving by his house? That is weird, girl. What?
Okay, but it totally backfired, though. Like, that could have been, like, if he didn't catch that, they would have totally just sailed past that point.
Yeah,
you know. But I love that he caught her and, like, blew her cover, and she just, like, stumbled so badly in the scene.
Who were you going to the park with? That wouldn't be my first question. I would just be like, oh yeah, I was having it, you know. Okay.
Yeah, and she's like, just over there by the park.
Just some friends.
Yeah. It's as if he owns the whole freaking neighborhood, by the way, for her to not be able to drive over there.
Yes. Like, girl, you need a better cover story. Like, driving to the park at night to go hang out with some friends. That's weird. I was honestly really weirded out. I was like, I am so uncomfortable. She's stalking him.
I feel like that's cute to do in high school, though. I never did that.
Drive by someone's house?
The boy house.
Mm-mm. I would have never.
Why? To see what they're doing.
To see what they're doing?
Yeah. To see if they're home.
Like, oh, his car's in the driveway.
Did you guys do that?
Yeah, you're like, not going to do
if
anything.
If you just keep driving, I don't think, I mean, if you stopped and, like, sat in the road, then that would be really weird.
For, like, an hour or two, that's weird. I mean, I never did that, but I think the idea of doing it is, like, fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was so weird.
I think it's cute. I mean, I never had a car in high school, so this was, like, totally out of the realm for me, but I thought it was cute.
Okay. Lizzie, I didn't think it's cute.
let us know
what side you're on.
Candace thinks that's a little stalkery. I'll have to do a poll for this episode. Weird or stalker? Screaming Infidelities is playing in the back, and I love this song. Yes. I was so excited when it started playing in the background. Casey and Cedric get back, and Casey says, sorry, I was having boy problems.
She's so
What
annoying.
Does that even mean?
Just don't say anything. Like, just sit down.
Yeah.
So, and then she had to ask Cedric about it outside.
Yes.
Like, okay.
It's very important.
And then, of course, we get another scene of Jessica trying to call Jason and getting voicemail again. She's, like, organizing her closet or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's having a rad Friday night. Calling her boyfriend, he won't pick up the phone, organizing her closet. Nice. So the next scene is Morgan and Taylor, and Taylor comes over to Morgan's house, and she literally just makes herself some cereal. Morgan asks where Alex M is, and Taylor says she doesn't know, but she was out really late last night to dinner with Cedric, Jason, and Casey. Morgan says that she can see this escalating into drama, and Morgan says, of course it is. Everything with Jessica and everything with Alex turns into drama, which I find interesting because Alex is Taylor's friend, so I wouldn't have expected her to, like, lump Alex into the Jessica drama, but that was interesting.
I don't know if it was, like, shady, but it was just, like, you know, it could be your best friend that's super dramatic, right. And you just know that, yeah. like, they're always involved in something.
So Morgan corrects her and says everything with Jason turns into drama, which you go, Morgan.
Yep.
Thank you, Morgan.
Morgan says she drove home the other night and Kristen's car was outside Talon's house. And if looks could kill Taylor, she's pissed. And she just kind of shakes her head and says he's such a hypocrite. And then Morgan encourages her to talk to him. She's like, I don't know, maybe just talk to him. And I'm like, yeah, after you stirred the pot.
Yeah.
Like, that was unnecessary. We didn't have to tell Taylor that we saw Kristen's car at Talon's.
Yes, you did, Candace.
Is that like, okay.
Okay. Morgan is Taylor's friend. Yeah. And if your friend saw yeah. that, you would want to tell your friend about
it. I would.
That. And I wonder if this was, like, the first time that Taylor heard about it, because her reaction looked really genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she was really, like, sad, but pissed.
She was pissed. And, I mean, she has every right to be.
Of course.
Talon was really playing with her, and I do wonder if it was her first time hearing it, too, because she does mm-hmm. look, like, livid. And even if it's not the first time she's hearing it, like, it's probably one of those things, like, as many times as you hear it, you're gonna be pissed.
Right.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
That scene was, like, very manufactured, but I enjoyed it regardless.
Oh, yeah. The part when Morgan just, like, it was like they stopped talking about something, and then she was just like, hey, the other night in the car. Like, it felt so, like, say this line. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It was funny.
Like, they were like, hey, bring up that you saw Talon's mm-hmm. yeah. car outside Kristen's, or Kristen's car outside Talon's.
Yep.
I love that you guys say this, because to me, I'm like, that was so normal. Because really? If that was something that, like, that was, like, uncomfortable for you to bring up,
yeah,
it would be, like, kind of awkward, yeah. I feel like.
Yeah.
You know? So to me, I didn't see that as, like, a manufactured
thing. Just felt like she was
thing.
Waiting for the right pause in the conversation to say it, but, like, she had it planned, or I don't know. Yeah, it felt weird.
That she wanted yeah. to uh-huh. say that.
And now that I know how it works with producers because of Teen Mom kind of, like, showing it, like, I know mm-hmm. that they're legitimately sitting there, like, so tell her about da-da-da. Right. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm, like, yeah. I always see that in the back of my head now. I'm, like, there's mm-hmm. a producer sitting on the other side of the camera asking her to ask that question, you know? So.
Right.
Jessica, Alex, and Kristen are hanging out. Kristen and Alex show up with new sidekicks. And I wanted one so bad. So then Jessica tells them, I have something to tell you, but you can't get really mad at me. And Kristen just says, uh-oh. Jessica tells them that she and Jason were supposed to hang out, but he never called her and completely stood her up. And Kristen says, I'm not going to yell at you, but why are you still with him? Like, look what he does to you, Jessica. Jessica. Kristen asks her if she's talked to him since then. And she says, nope. Which I think is disgusting.
What?
She was supposed to hang out with her all night, and then she called him all night, and he didn't answer, and then he still hasn't explained himself, and it's, like, mid-morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Kristen tells her that she doesn't care enough to break up with him, and Jessica gets really upset, and she says, of course I care. Are you kidding me? And Kristen says, why don't you do something about it, Jess? All I ever talk about with you anymore is how Jason keeps hurting you. And I feel like this is genuine from Kristen. Like, she just mm-hmm. wants her to not mm-hmm. keep getting hurt. And then it is really upsetting, especially when you have to watch your friend get hurt over and over and over again.
And also super annoying.
Yes.
Jessica saying that she would only break up with him if he, like, actually cheated on her and she had proof. Mm-hmm. But, like, beside that, he is totally mistreating her as a girlfriend. Yeah. Yes, and she's still exactly. not leaving.
So then Jessica changes the subject and asks Kristen about Talon. And Kristen's like, all right, fine, let's forget about Jason. It's your relationship, not mine. Anyway, Talon is fun. Alex asks about Taylor and says that he's obsessed with her and Taylor falls for it. I don't know how I feel about that.
It sounded to me like, I don't know how to say this, like, it sounded like she was describing how what Kristen is doing to Talon as of what he's doing to Taylor in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of just like, I'm going to lead you on until it gets to the part where you want to be serious with me, and then I'm going to drop you.
Totally. You know? Totally. Yeah.
And of course, that transitions into a scene with Taylor and Talon. Talon tells Taylor not to compare him to Kristen. And Taylor says, oh, but you like her. Talon says that he doesn't, which is a blatant lie. We all know it. Taylor says that he said, I don't like her because she won't be with me, which makes me just blink uncontrollably because, like, what? Like, that's not a thing. Talon says that that is true, and Taylor gets upset and says, you'd be with Kristen? You'd be with her if she would be? And Talon says, yeah, because I couldn't get anyone else. Yeah. And then Taylor says, yeah, okay, then go be with a whore. Go be with Kristen. Like, she is pissed.
Yeah.
She is not happy. So then Talon's like, Taylor, you're being so mean to me. And Taylor says, yes, because I care about you. And that's why she's like, fuck you, because she cares about him. Talon says, why do you care about me? And Taylor says, why do you care about me, Talon? And then Talon says he doesn't care about her. Taylor says, you can say whatever you want to say, but you don't act like it. And Talon says, I do care about you, but I don't want to admit it because all I'm doing is kidding myself. All I'm doing is caring about a girl that I'm never going to have an intimate relationship with. Okay, Talon. Taylor says it's because he hooks up with girls and he wants girls that are not like Taylor. Again, with this narrative that, like, everyone is a slut but me, like, mm-hmm. I just really hate, like, Morgan was like that in season one, and now Taylor's, like, bringing that narrative back of, like, all these girls are sluts and I'm, like, sweet and innocent and perfect and you should be with me. And, like, it's like, can we just, like...
You think that's what she's saying, though?
Yeah, because you hook up with girls and you want girls that are not like me. Yeah. It sounds like she, like, won't sleep with him. Like, that's what it sounds like. I don't know.
I didn't hear – okay, maybe I missed the hookup part, but I just heard her say, like, you want girls that are not like me. So I took it more as, like, personality-wise, not so much like the – you know, girls who were, like, sleeping around and hooking up and stuff like that.
That's how I took it, too, is, like, girls like her, meaning she would be a good girlfriend and be like, in a serious relationship with him and not, like, fool around with other guys.
Yeah.
But then she's the one who doesn't want to, like, fully commit. So, like...
It still came across.
See, I don't know about that, though.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's where we're confused.
That's true. This whole thing is confusing. Talon... come on the pod.
Well, and it's frustrating because he's, like, saying what is happening. Like, he's aware of what he's doing with Kristen.
Yeah.
But he's not going to stop because right. He likes her so much, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, then don't complain about it.
Yeah. So Talon says he's done everything in his power and that he's already told her how he felt to the point where it's sad and he's crying and nothing happens and he doesn't want to do it again and crash and burn. Okay. And Talon then says, you know I care. Even if I said a million times I didn't, you know I still do. And Taylor just kind of looks at him and she shakes her head and she says, I hate you so much. And he says, why? I don't hate you. I love you. Well, I don't love you. I L-U-V you. And they walk off together, flirting and hugging and being cute together. And I'm like, where did this conversation get either of you? Nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay, this was the one, Candace, I wanted to see if you, like, picked up on. Because on the podcast, they said that Taylor was so drunk in this
really?
Scene.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So drunk. And now that you watch it, she's, like, so flushed in the face throughout the scene. And she was slurring yes. her words. Like, none of what mm-hmm. she was saying was, like, coherent. She did not make sense. And I was like, if you actually watch it now with that in mind, I'm like... no wonder that did make any sense.
I thought
sense.
She was just pissed.
Yeah.
I didn't even pick up on it. Because it's such a random scene. Yeah, you wouldn't think that, like...
It's like the middle of the day. You would never.
Yeah, and... I mean, it makes sense unless she's like, go be with a whore then.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I was surprised that she said that,
Well, and the fact that he's, like, so blatantly gaslighting her mm-hmm. and being like, even if I tell you I don't care, you know I care. And mm-hmm. her response is like, oh, I love that so much.
I know. And now that I'm thinking about it, like, obviously Talon knows she's wasted because he's like, you're being so mean to me, Taylor. Like,
yeah.
And I thought that was such a weird thing for him to say after that. Like, I was like, that's really awkwardly placed. But that makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
Taylor, come on the pod, talk about it.
Yeah.
What was she doing before that conversation that she got so drunk?
I need to know. The burning question. Yeah. The fans want to know.
Yes.
Talon, Taylor, let's do this. And that was the end of the episode.
It was a great episode.
What a freaking good episode. Go season two.
Oh, man. It's so good.
There hasn't been a bad one yet.
No.
Just keeps getting better.
So much happened in the episode.
I loved it. I thought it was a great episode. 10 out of 10. I loved all the fights. I loved all the dinners.
So many dinners.
There were like three or four dinners in this episode. Okay. Did we have a favorite outfit for this episode?
I noted down when they were saran wrapping the boys' cars, Taylor was wearing like a blue top with like really billowy pants. I don't know what you call those pants. Mm-hmm. I love those.
They're gaucho pants. That's what they were called.
Love those. They were very cute and of the time.
They were comfy.
Yeah.
My favorite outfit was when Alex and Kristen come in, and I think it's when they got the sidekicks, the phones. And Alex was wearing like a purple top that looked like it could be lingerie and like a short jean skirt and stuff. And it was cute, but also I was like, is that lingerie? Like for real? I thought she looked really cute in this episode, actually. Alex did. She had a lot of cute, like her hair looked really cute. And
I liked Kristen's date outfit with Talon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just, she looked really pretty, and, like, her makeup was, like, supernatural. Like, under that lighting, she just looked really good, and I liked that white baby doll top she was wearing. It was cute for a date.
Yeah.
Any moments that stick out to you?
Honestly, I just hated watching, I mean, this episode was so good, but I hated rewatching it because of how much I felt like Kristen was so annoying in every single scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I was, like, you know, my love for her is coming apart. I just feel so sad.
Aw. Raiden. We're really sad for you.
Stop it. That's... How about your favorite moments?
It's one of my favorite moments, but I also, like, secretly hate it. But it's Jason's, love you too, baby. So gross.
Yeah, mine was the same part, the awkward dinner scene, but like specifically when they're arguing and that we see inside and that we see outside and they're making out again, like suddenly.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, not that I enjoy the making out, but I'm like, what happened? What did he say to make that happen?
Yeah. You're Casey, basically. Like, what is going on?
I'm looking out the window. Yeah.
There are so many gems in that scene.
Yes.
Even like her being like, how am I acting? And you're acting fine.
It's ain't fine. Yeah.
You made a big deal about how she's acting and now it's fine. Like, it brings you back to like being a teenager and like having conversations like this at one point, and not exactly, you know, word for word, but like just having conversations like that with like boys or like even friends. Like, you just don't know how to talk to each other or communicate. And it's so funny. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and snowballs. And it's funny because you think about it now and you're like, that could have been avoided if I had just like said how I felt.
Exactly. It's so cringy or, like, to think about now.
Just broken up with that person instead of like
let it drag on.
It was impossible.
Yeah. And like, I'm sure that Jessica and Jason look back on that and they're like, oh my god, like what was even happening? So it's I don't know, kind of sucks for them because they have like this awful video yearbook of like all the worst moments of their high school
and everyone in the world to comment on it.
Yeah.
Yes. And like, Rupert pointed this out when we were talking to him, but he said like all of those people are like frozen in time for him.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's how it is for us too.
Yeah.
Like, we still see these people as 16, 17 years old and they're grown adults with children and like a whole other life. Like they've this was high school. Like the way that we think about high school is how they think about this. And we're still talking about it like however many years later. And you know, it's so weird getting old. It's so weird. Because you think, like, when you're going through those moments, you think you'll never, ever forget this moment.
It's, like, the most important thing in your life. It's, like,
And, like, I'm, like, that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it must be really wild for them to have it all on DVD. Thank you for hanging out with us for Millennial TV Season 2. You can follow us on our Instagram at Millennial TV. That's Millennial TEAV on Instagram and on Reddit. If you have any suggestions for our podcast, you can always send us an email at millennialtv@gmail.com. And please don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We are Candace, Liz, and Adrian, your Millennial TV hosts, and we will see you next week.